The Sicha of Toldos is in Chelek Gimel, Volume 3 of Likutei Sichos. On the Pasuk, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Heled es Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, these are the events of the life of Yitzchak, who was the son of Avraham, and Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. So the commentaries all ask the question, why the repetition? Obviously, if Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, then Avraham obviously gave birth to Yitzchak. And there are a number of answers given. One is in the Gemara, where it says that because they hadn't had children for so long, Avraham and Sarah, when Yitzchak was finally born, the nations of the world spread a rumor, that it wasn't really Avraham's child. So to rectify that, and to prove that Yitzchak was in fact Avraham's child, Yitzchak looked exactly like his father Avraham. So that's what the Torah is telling us, that Yitzchak was the son of Avraham, and his appearance proved that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, because there were those who doubted it. Another explanation given in the Medrash is that Avraham was proud of his son Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was proud of his father Avraham. And that's why the Torah is telling us that Yitzchak was the son of Avraham. He prided himself in being the son of Avraham. And Avraham, Heled es Yitzchak, Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. He prided himself in his son to whom he had given birth to. Chassidus gives another explanation. Chassidus explains that Avraham served God primarily, although not exclusively, but primarily with love, with kindness, kava chesed. And the aveda, the service of Yitzchak, was that he served God with fear and with severity. And each of the two, the aveda, the serving God with love, or serving God of fear, each has two categories, two parts. There's the higher level fear and the lower level fear. There's the higher level love and the lower level of love. The lower level of fear, yirat tata, is a person who is afraid to do a sin because he's afraid of the consequences that will result from the sin. The consequences to him, to the person. Either he's afraid of physical punishment, or on a somewhat higher level, he's afraid of the spiritual negative effect that this will have on him. But in both cases, what he's worried about, what he is afraid of, is the damage that he will do to himself. Yira ilah, the higher level of fear, is where he is afraid of God, not afraid of the consequences. This is called yiras hazeimimus. He is ashamed before God's greatness to do that which God doesn't like. And so it's God's concern that motivates him to avoid the sin. He is afraid of the sin itself, not of the consequences of the sin. In other words, the fact that God rejects the sin, that God doesn't like the sin, and he is conscious of God's greatness, he is therefore afraid to do the sin even without thought of consequence. Now in love, there are also two categories or two levels. There's the lower level of love, and that is where a person loves God because that does him good, either physically or spiritually. It is spiritually satisfying. Then there's the higher level of love, ahavas, ahava rabba, and that is where he loves God without thought of reward. Shalei al-manas l'kabul pras, not because of any benefit, not even a spiritual benefit, that he will gain from the relationship or the closeness to God. And so it is that the aveda of our patriarchs, of the aves, is an instruction to the children, that every Jew who is a descendant of Avraham and Yitzchak has the ability and therefore the obligation to serve God in both ways, in love and in fear. And in both levels, the higher love and lower love, the higher fear and the lower fear. And that's why the Torah tells us in the first pasuk, Eila teldes Yitzchak ben Avraham. He mentions Yitzchak and Avraham once, and then repeats again, Avraham heledes Yitzchak, because in both Avraham and Yitzchak, in love and in fear, there are two levels. So the Torah tells us first that you have to have both levels. You can't serve God with only one avodah. You have to serve in both ways. And in both ways, you have two levels. For example, the Gemara says that you have to start with a lower level of love and fear. La'ilam yasik adam b'teira mitzvah afilu shalei lishma. That a person should do mitzvahs and study Torah even if it's for an ulterior motive. Meaning to say, the fear is because he's afraid of the consequences to himself, and the love is because he wants the benefits that will come from loving God. So these are the ulterior motives, and the Gemara says a person should begin out Torah and mitzvahs with the ulterior motive, meaning the lower level love, the lower level fear. Because miteich shalei lishman bo lishman, from this lower level, from a level of love and fear that have an ulterior motive, he will eventually grow to the higher level of a higher love and the higher fear. The Torah also tells us in this pasuk what the order of these levels are. It starts off by saying Yitzchak ben Avraham. So Yitzchak comes first. The fear comes before the love. And that's on the lower level, the beginning level. So the lower level fear has to come first, and then the lower level love. So you have to start off with Yirah Shamayim, and then go to Avas Hashem. Both of them on the lower level, with an ulterior motive. And then Avraham heledes Yitzchak. Then the pasuk says Avraham gives birth to Yitzchak. Here Avraham is first. On the higher level, the Ahava comes first, the higher level Ahava, which then leads to the higher level of Yira, to the Bittul of Yiras HaRemimus. So this is the instruction that every Jew is given, because we are descendants, children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we therefore have to have those qualities that they had. In the division of Jews into tribes, into Shvatim, not every Jew has to have the qualities of every Shevet. So each Shevet has its own unique Avodah, its own unique quality. But that's because not all of us belong to the same tribe, to the same Shevet. But since we are all children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, therefore we have to have the qualities of the patriarchs, and specifically the Aveda of Ahava on both levels that we get from Avraham, and the Aveda of Yira on both levels that we get from Yitzchak. Now there's another explanation, and this one comes from the Zohar. The Zohar says that Avraham refers to the neshama. Avraham is a remez, a reference to the neshama. As it says there in the Zohar, that the parsha of the passing away of Sarah is a hint, is a remez, hinting at the body. Vatomas Sarah, Sarah representing the body, Sarah died. And this death takes place in Kiryas Arba. Kiryas Arba is understood by the Zohar to mean the combination of the four elements that make up the body. And Kiryas Arba means that they are torn apart, that there's a breakdown of the four elements where the body decomposes in death. And where did this happen? The Eretz Knan, a reference to Olam Hazeh, to the physical world, where in the physical world, he, Chevrein, these four elements were connected, were attached, were joined. So the coming apart of the four elements, Kiryas Arba, represents the death of the body, Vatamas Sarah, and this is after living on earth, the Eretz Canaan, where the four elements are combined to make up a living body. Then, Vayokom Avraham me'al pnei Moshe. And then Avraham rose from his deceased. In other words, the neshama rises and leaves the body. The place of death and the place of separation and decomposition. So that's Avraham. Avraham is the neshama which remains after the body dies. Yitzchak the Zohar says, comes from the word tzchik, which means pleasure, laughter. And that refers to the pleasure that the neshama will have in the world to come. And with this, the Zohar explains the pasuk, Yitzchak ben Avraham, that in the future, in the time, in the world to come, the pleasure will be experienced by Avraham. The neshama will experience the pleasure because Avraham hailed es Yitzchak. Because in this world, in the time of Golus, Avraham hailed es Yitzchak, Avraham, the neshama, created pleasure. By doing mitzvahs, the neshama creates pleasure in this world for God, and the reward is that in the world to come, that pleasure will be experienced by the neshama itself. So Yitzchak ben Avraham, the pleasure will be experienced by Avraham, by the neshama, because Avraham hailed es Yitzchak, because the neshama gave birth to pleasure, produced pleasure through the mitzvahs, a divine pleasure in this world. So we now have four different explanations, four different approaches. One from the Gemara, one from the Medrash, one from Chassidus, and one from the Zohar. Then the Rebbe says that wherever we find more than one explanation on the same subject, there must be a significant, meaningful similarity or connection, a relationship between these various explanations. And the proof of this is from the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the word shatnez, which means the mixture of wool and linen, the word shatnez is composed of various letters that refer to the various forms of connection between the materials of wool and linen. The shin stands for shua, which means combed straight. Tevi, which means woven, and noise, which means spun. So the Gemara says that since these three conditions are all represented in the same word, we learn from this that the commandment to not mix wool and linen is violated only when the mixture of wool and linen has all three, that the wool and the linen are combed together and woven together and spun together. So although each one of them is represented by a different letter, but because these letters are contained in the same word, that proves that they are inseparable, that they are connected, and you have to have all three in order to violate the commandment. And so it is in all things of Torah, wherever different explanations come together on the same subject, on the same word, they must be related and inseparable. So now we need to understand what is the connection in these four explanations of the pasuk concerning Avraham and Yitzchak. Also, all stories in Torah have a message and a lesson to us in how to serve God better. So the explanation that Chassidus gives, that there is love and fear, and that we have to have both love and fear, that's an obvious lesson. The explanation of the Zohar, that there's a great reward that comes when the neshama does mitzvahs and produces pleasure, and then it will be rewarded when in the world to come, when it will experience that pleasure. This too is obviously necessary and instructive because it inspires us to do mitzvahs with greater enthusiasm and so on. But instruction, what hezor do we have from the Gemara's explanation that people doubted that Avraham really gave birth to Yitzchak, and that's why God had to make them look alike? So so that people would know that Avraham was, in fact, Yitzchak's father. What does this tell us? And also the Medrash that says that Yitzchak was proud of Avraham, and Avraham prided himself in Yitzchak, how does that teach us, and what are we supposed to learn from this? Now, these two explanations of the Gemara and the Medrash, both of them deal with supernatural events. The Gemara says that Yitzchak looked like Avraham in order to prove that Avraham actually gave birth to Yitzchak. But the fact that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak is miraculous, is supernatural. Because not only physically was Avraham incapable of having children, but also according to the astrological signs, he was not going to have children. And that's why the Torah says, Vayetze Yesei Hachutza, that God took Avraham outside when he promised him that he would have children. He took him out under the stars. And the Gemara says he took him out from under the influence of the stars so that he'll be able to have children because astrologically he couldn't have children. So his giving birth to Yitzchak was in fact supernatural, above nature. The other thing about Avraham taking pride in Yitzchak is also not the natural course of events, because each generation, we're told, is weaker and lower than the previous generation. So the fact that Avraham prided himself, which means that he found some perfection that he acquired through Yitzchak, like a crown, the Gemara says, he crowned himself with Yitzchak. He prided himself, and the crown adds glory and beauty to the wearer, so that Yitzchak actually enhanced Avraham. And this goes against the grain of the decline of generations, where each generation is lower and lesser than the previous generation. And here Yitzchak, who was the later generation, actually added something to the previous generation, to Avraham. The lesson from this is that a Jew needs to know that we are not limited and we are not controlled by the restrictions of nature. The birth of Yitzchak to Avraham was a physical accomplishment, because spiritually, Avraham had already had many children, spiritual children, mitzvahs. As the Gemara says, till they say him, shel tzadikim, maisim tevim, that the offspring of tzaddikim are their good deeds, their mitzvahs. And particularly according to Kabbalah, where it says in Kabbalah that every time a husband and wife are together physically in a holy fashion, according to the laws of Torah, they give birth to holy spiritual children. Now, they affect the neshama in heaven, even if they don't affect its birth into earth. And so Avraham had many spiritual children. The birth of Yitzchak was unique in that it was a physical child, and it went against the habits of nature. So here, the Litzonei Hadeir, the doubters, those who are against holiness, and they exist, of course, in every generation, these Litzonei Hadeir, the scoffers, they came and they argued, and they argue today with every Jew, that when it comes to spiritual matters, of course you can do whatever you want, because that's not restricted or governed by the laws of nature. But when it comes to physical things, like, for example, having physical children, here it's impossible to accomplish and to succeed in the physical unless you follow the dictates of Avimelech. Their argument was, in the times of Avraham, that Sarah had in fact become pregnant from Avimelech and not from Avraham. And what they meant to say on a higher level, on a deeper level, is that Avimelech was the king of the country. In other words, he was in control and in charge of the physical events. So spiritually, yes, you can accomplish great things. And Avraham could have many spiritual children. But when it comes to having physical children, they argued that has to come from Avimelech. That has to come from the laws of nature. And so you have to abide by the laws of nature. And what nature doesn't permit, you cannot have. So although they recognized that that all blessing comes from heaven, even the physical blessings, but the physical blessings have to come through the laws of nature, and therefore they argue that a Jew has to submit to the laws of nature. So then, in the times of Avraham, what did God do? God made Tzar Klas Tepanov Sho Yitzchak Beimel Avraham. He made Yitzchak physically look exactly like Avraham, so that everyone knew that Avraham Heiledes Yitzchak. That proved to the world that even Avraham, the Neshama, can give birth to Yitzchak without going through Avimelech. That when you arouse the Neshama and the power of the Neshama without being intimidated by what seems to be physically impossible, which comes from the animal soul, that attitude, then even your physical condition, even the body's condition can be elevated and improved directly from the neshama without having to resort to the laws of nature. And this will explain a statement that the previous Rebbe made. The previous Rebbe, when he came out of prison, he made the statement that this is what all nations on the face of the earth must know, that it is only our bodies that are subject to exile and to oppression. But our souls were never sent into exile, were never exiled from holiness, and were never subjected to the oppression of other kings. We need to say openly to all the world that which relates to our belief, Teza, mitzvahs, and Jewish customs. Here Jews have no authority over us. No one can tell us how to conduct ourselves in teza and mitzvahs, and no form of coercion may be exerted against Jews when it comes to teza and mitzvahs. So what we need to understand here is that the neshama is in fact in a body, and the body has to perform Torah and mitzvahs in the physical world. So what benefit, how do we benefit by the fact that the neshama was never sent into exile, as the Tzaddik Rebbe said, that the neshama is not subjected, can't be subjected to coercion from the nations of the world, when in fact the performance of Torah and mitzvahs has to happen in the body, in the physical? So it's as we said before, that even the physical condition is directly affected by the neshama without having to go through Avimelech. Until the point, as the Tzaddik Rebbe said, that this is what all nations on the face of the earth must know, so that even the Litzonei Hadeid, even the scoffers, eventually are convinced and have to admit that Avraham Heiledes Yitzchak, that even the physical success comes directly from the neshama. According to this, we'll now understand the connection between these four explanations in the Gemara, the Medrash, the Zayar, and Chassidus. Gemara, first of all, is the revealed part of Torah, the literal part of Torah, and therefore the Gemara explains the pasuk about Avraham and Yitzchak on the most physical level in this world. And that is that in this world, a world of darkness, there can be an argument, a claim that comes from unholiness, from umazeh, and the Torah has to tell us how we can rise above that claim and prove to the world that the limitations and the restrictions of Teva don't apply to us. The Medrash, which is also the revealed part of Teva, but a step up closer to Pnimiyas HaTeva, Therefore, in the Medrash, it explains the Avram and Yitzchak as Avram taking pleasure in Yitzchak, Yitzchak taking pleasure in Avram, which shows again that we are not restricted to the laws of nature. But in this case, not the laws of nature in which there exists unholiness. Litzani Hadeis, scoffers that have to be convinced, but on a more subtle level, that we have to rise above the restrictions of Teva, including the order in which God created the world. God created the world in a series of levels, Seder Hishtalshelus. And one level is lower than the level preceding it until we go from heaven to earth, from the divine to the earthy. So necessarily, each preceding level is less and lower than the level before it. And that's why in generations we find the same thing, that every generation that gets further from creation or further from Matan Torah, each generation is a step down and a step lower. So that's the law of nature, even in the nature of holy or kosher existence, without the scoffers and the unholiness. And even that we transcend, we are above that, because we find that Atera Zekenim B'nei Bonin, that the crown of the grandparents are the grandchildren. And the crown, as we said before, sits on top of the head and enhances the head, and which means that through the grandchildren, the grandparents are enhanced, which shows that we are not subjected, we are not restricted to this law of decline of the generations. And that's why in the Medrash there is no argument from unholiness, from the Sonei Hadeis, because here we're talking about the physical world as it is in its truer sense, without interference from unholiness. And even that we transcend. Then Chassidus, which shows us how to serve God, comes along and explains how we transcend nature in Aveda, in the service of God. That when you have both Ava and Yira, when you serve God in both forms of love and fear together, this is rising above the restriction of nature that says that people are either of the loving type or of the perfectionist type. But you don't have them come together generally in people. And that's why you have to have both to show that when you're loving God or fearing God, it is not because of your nature, but because that's the way you're serving, and so you're rising above your nature. And even if you are by nature loving, you serve God with fear, and even if you are by nature a perfectionist, you serve God with love. And then the Zeha, which is the hidden part of Torah, talks about the world to come, what's going to be in the world to come, how Yitzchak, the pleasure, will be experienced by Avraham the Neshama. So the result, the reward that will come for the mitzvah, for the Aveda, which the Zeha is talking about, is directly connected to the Aveda itself, to the other three explanations, because the mitzvah is not something separate from its reward. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. And so the Zeha says that in the world to come, when the neshama will experience the pleasure that it produced in the mitzvah, that comes from the fact that he elevated the hidden godliness that was in the physical world or in the body and revealed it, and that's why the body in the world to come will give life to the neshama, but the neshama will experience the pleasure that was released when the body and the physical world was elevated and its godliness, the essence of God, was revealed.